Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I want to go over a subject that for people with families is pretty important. I got an email from a guy named Matt a while back, and let me read you what he wrote me. It says, "Hi, Scott. I've only recently stumbled across your YouTube channel, but have already watched a lot of your videos. Great entertainment, and I love your no-nonsense approach to a lot of the questions people write into you. Keep up the good work. I have a question regarding schooling in Thailand, and I did a search of your channel but couldn't find anything about this topic. Like you, I have two boys here in Thailand, and although they are both very young, 2 years old and 7 months old, I am unsure about what I will do when it comes to the time to make a decision of where they will go to school. I remember watching one of your videos and you mentioned that when your boys are of university age, you may go back to the US. I think this is a good idea as a degree from a Thai university doesn't seem to hold as much weight compared to a degree obtained from the US." Well, that's an understatement. "I am 29 years old now. My wife is 28, and I am working as a kindergarten teacher up in Khon Kaen. I love the job, although the pay could be better. And because that's pretty constant among teachers. It's always, everywhere in the world, it seems like the pay needs to be better. And I'm working with 4 and 5 year olds, so it makes for an interesting work environment, but I know it can't last forever. I'm from England and have been considering my options for what to do when it comes to for the time for my oldest son to start primary school. I would like them to study in England, but I worry about them losing touch with Thailand." I wouldn't worry about that too much, to be honest. "International schools are expensive here, and I can't imagine my salary increasing to any extent in order for me to pay for these schools. So I was wondering what your thought process was when you were in the same position as me. Did you ever consider going back to the US earlier for schooling, or did you plan all along for your kids to go to school here and then go to university in the US? Appreciate your taking the time to read this, and if you get a chance to get back to me or make a video response, that would be great. No rush, of course." Okay, well, I mean, this is pretty an important subject because anytime you're talking about your kids and their future, it's important. First, I personally think they're better off in the UK or the US. Like in my case, I still think my kids would be better off in the US. I just don't think it's an option for us right now, because I don't have enough money. To be honest, I don't really think I have enough money to be able to cover everything. And, well, I guess I could. I could go back home. I could get a job. I could start working. But I think that, first of all, the cost for us to go back would be anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. And that's basically just to get into an apartment, to buy like a used car. To have some money in the bank to pay the bills until we could get some income coming in other than what I have right now. And I think that our standard of living in Thailand is quite a bit better than what it would be in the US for the same amount of money. But let's see here. What I'm saying to this guy, what I made the main point is that he shouldn't think about himself, which I did that in the beginning, and now it's, I'm older, so he's in a different position because he's younger. Because now he can go back and basically, if I go back, I'm an older guy trying to find work. I've been here for 20 years. People would be like, "Well, where's your job history? Where, your work history? What have you been doing?" "Oh, I've been living in Thailand." Immediately, to me, that seems like it would exclude me from some of the jobs that I would like to work for. Now, I have tried to get work as a photographer and as a writer slash photojournalist in the US. And first of all, the places that were interested, the money was piss poor. I mean, you're talking about $16,000 to $20,000 a year, which, you know, I can make that standing on my head pretty much. So, living here, and I can live a hell of a lot better. Okay, so anyway, like I said, don't think of yourself. Think of your little ones first. Actually, what I wrote to him was that, and I guess I figured it out, is that moving back to the U.S. would cost us $20,000 to $25,000, which is money we don't have to spend. I mean, you know, we have that stashed away in the savings, that would be everything we had. And I don't think that that's a viable option for us, considering that the airline tickets alone would cost about $4,000, and it would take, we'd have to put a couple months down on an apartment, and anyway, so for him to go back, I don't know if he has the funds to do it, the wherewithal to do it, but he would also cost him, you know, that's the thing. Once you're here and you're established and you have nothing back in the U.S., the only thing that I have is my parents, and they are getting older, and I don't want to rely on them. I have my sister, but I certainly don't want – she has her own family. I don't want to rely on her. I don't want to rely on anybody. I want to rely on myself. So to move back and have to say, oh, well, you know, can I stay with you for a few months? I mean, yeah, I could eat crow and do it for the good of my kids, but I just think that for right now, it's not the best option for us. For him, I think he's younger. If he can go back, if he's poor when he goes back, at least his kids are in a good school. So here's another thing is, you know, if your kids are happy, the happiness that they have here may be worth more than them going back to the UK and being unhappy. That's not to say that they'd be unhappy, because kids generally adapt to their environment, and I would think that they would probably be happy after a little while. They might not be in the beginning, but the difference between he and I is that, you know, he's a school teacher. I'm not. Okay, I have money coming in from different revenue streams, and my wife can work, which really helps. That would be difficult in the U.S., at least in the beginning. If I were to go back home, I am a small fish in a big pond. Here in Thailand, I'm a bigger fish in a smaller pond. And, like I said, the cost of living here is important because – you can live here for a couple thousand dollars, if you got a family and you got $3,000, $4,000, you can live decently. You can be comfortable. Go back to the U.S. Now, if you want to live off of that much and be very comfortable, you're going to have to go somewhere in the Midwest or somewhere like that. I don't want to live there. That's, I'm sorry. I don't care how good the education system is. And I don't necessarily think the U.S. education is in the best state right now either. Now, for him, he's not going to be able to pay for an international school here. There's no way. Okay? It's very, very expensive. Fortunately, he only has one child. Now, if I had one child, I could probably afford to send him to an international school. It'd be a little tough, but I could afford to do that. However, I have two kids, so I can't. Now, you're talking about, for an international school, you're talking anywhere from $250,000 to like $400,000 baht a term. I mean, that's some serious, that's 10 grand to say 15 grand, $10,000 to $14,000 US per kid per term. Multiply that times two, plus there's going to be some incidentals like, you know, summer school, special classes. There's all these things that you got to pay for, and we put our school kids into a bilingual school. They speak, their English is getting better. They still have some problems with their tenses, but their English is getting better. I'm not entirely satisfied with their education. I don't know if I would be if I was in the U.S. either, though. I personally would love to be able to put them in a private school. But now here's the other thing is that just because it's an international school doesn't mean it's going to be that much better. Some schools, I believe they probably are, but some of the international schools are calling themselves international schools when really they're not necessarily a cut above and they're not worthy of forking out that extra money. I know some of my friends have their kids just in the regular Thai schools, and they got to pay for that. They have to pay for their uniforms, their books, and all this other kind of stuff. And they're doing okay, but you know, I think the entire objective of their of a person getting a better education is to is the options that it makes available to them. You know, you don't have to even go to like a university to be able to make it. That's a proven fact. However, it does open up doors. And you know, one thing to consider when you're putting a child into a school, whether it's international or bilingual, what it's a private school, is that they always have application fees. Okay, it's the little T money. It's basically it's fuck me money. You know, it's like if you fuck me, I already got your money. So you got to pay 100 to say 200,000 baht just to get him into the school. That's just to get him into the school. Now, this was for us, this was for two kids. Okay? It's a chunk of money. Okay? And it hurt. It, you know, it's not something that I wanted to part with. You know, the saying here is, you know, the money's better in my pocket than yours. So, you know, as this guy has not been here all that long, if I were him, I'd move back home. That's what I would do because he has young kids. Either that or I'd find a way to get them into international school or at least a bilingual school. And I think for the long term, it's better for him to go back home. He's a teacher. And, you know, I don't think that, well, I think that, it, you know, him being a teacher, he ought to be able to find a job somewhere where the tuition is paid for. But I don't know what his credentials are or anything like that. It's a known fact that the education system here in Thailand is garbage. And I have a I have one friend who he used to work in Bangkok. Now he lives in Singapore, and he lives in Singapore and he works for a newspaper there. And he's got three kids, and they are the thing is he makes more money and he can stash money away in Singapore. The cost of living is higher, but he can put some money away, and the tuition is paid for. So that's a huge thing, okay? And that's a lot of these international schools. It's not because you got some guy and he's got big money and he's decided, oh, I'm going to put my kid through school while I go run around in the bars. The guy's a businessman. He works for a big company, or he's the head of a company, or something like that. Or he's in a position where his company will pay for his children's tuition. Now, in that case, if that were the case, I'd say by all means you could stay here, and you know it might be good for them to see a different part of the world other than their where they come from, or another one of the countries where they come from. So here's what he wrote me back because he did write me back. I had already loosely put in place in regards to where I will be sending. My schools, thank you for strengthening the plan. My parents have been saying all along that if I want to come back, we can stay with them for however long we want, and I think that will be a key point. That is, we will be able to stay with them basically rent-free, which is massive help. Yeah, see, that is a big help. Like I said, my parents are older, and while I think that, you know, from what I know and what they've told me, they are open to having my kids come back home. But we've talked about it like when my kids are like 17. So they come maybe the year before they go into university or between their final year in school here and when they go into university in the U.S. You know, the other thing is they have to qualify and they have to become a resident, which means they have to be in the country for a year or they're going to be paying fees for being a non-resident. Now, do you agree with the decisions you made in the past to stay in Thailand? The way you put it about being a small fish in a big pond is spot on. Now, that's a big thing. For me, you know, I have a little bit of credibility here and in different areas, and I enjoy that. That's nice. If I go back to the U.S., I'm like, who's that guy? You know, that's what people are going to be like, hey, who's that guy? I never heard of this dude. But when it comes to talking about Thailand or Asia or whatever, yeah. And the whole reason that I'm – well, not the whole reason, but one of the reasons why I'm on YouTube and why I'm going through social media and working my name up is because hopefully I get a couple of books under my belt. I continue to make money from videos and that sort of thing and advertising. And eventually when I'm older, I can be anywhere in the world and I've got enough of an income, passive income, to be able to move around and be comfortable, not only to stay in Thailand or go back to the U.S., but I have my choice. Right now, it's possible to live elsewhere, but the travel expenses in many places, if I'm outside of Asia, would be prohibitive. You know, if I was to go to the U.S., boom, there's $4,000, okay, plus... You know, if I'm not staying with the parents, which I probably would, but you know, believe me, after a little while, it's hard on everybody because you got more people living in the house, and my parents are older, they're set in their ways, they've been living alone for a long time. You know, we've been out of the house for many years, and I don't really want to ask that of them, at least not for the long term. For the short term, that's fine, but. You know, this is the thing. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's a big decision, and once you do it, you've done it. If I'm to stay in Thailand for, say I stay in Thailand, I'm 60 years old, and I've got a $4,000 a month passive income with everything from all my revenue streams. Okay, I can live off of, my kids are out of the house. We could probably live off of $2,000. Now, we got $2,000 a month we stashed at. And then if we need to fly somewhere once in a while, we got money to we got extra money to fly to the U.S., to Ecuador, to the Netherlands, wherever it is, to France. We can do pretty much what we want to do. And there's a little bit extra left over in case the cost of living is higher and if anything happens. So that's what we are waiting for. But... he goes on to say, I do love my life, but there is no way I would put myself before the welfare and future of my kids. I am determined for them to have a good education, and by the time it comes to university, they can make their own decision with my opinion thrown in, of course. The cost of moving back for you is staggering. I had no idea that is the sort of cash you would need behind you in order to make the move. The U.S. is indeed an expensive country in comparison to here and there, and is also the issue of whether or not your wife will enjoy living there long term. Well, that's a thing. I'm not so convinced I would enjoy living there full time. That being said, the initial move we will make will be a 6-month stretch just to be sure everything will work out how we hope. Scott, once again, I really appreciate your reply and the depth of which you went into. Much appreciated and congratulations on starting a new YouTube site that so many people enjoy. Cheers and good luck. Okay, you know, like I said, this is the thing, and I'm going to do a video on this or a podcast on this in the future, but if you come over as a young man, you could stay here for a couple of years. If you come over as some 20-year-old kid or 22-year-old kid and you stay for 3 or 4 years, You go back home, and people are like, hey, what have you been doing the last week? Ah, well, you know what? I taught English in Thailand. Okay, no problem. But if I go back, as say a 55-year-old man, people are going to say, what have you been doing with the last 20 years, 25 years? I mean, there is a difference. And that's something important to remember to when you move here. Now, I didn't think of that. And now I'm in a position where, I'm fortunate because at least my basic needs are taken care of and I don't have to worry about it. But in the future, if I go back to the U.S., it's definitely not going to be full time if I can help it. It would be a part-time gig. It'd be when it's very, very hot here. If it's cool there, I'll go there, or vice versa. Or if I just feel like getting away for 3 months, I'll go stay in the Florida Keys or something like that, and figure out a good way to do it. Stay there for 3 months, and then boom, maybe I'll go to South America for 3 months. And my wife is all for it, and my kids, they're all for it. Although, of course, they're all for it because they just think it sounds exciting. But they've got to finish school, and we'll see what happens with them, because right now they're still in that stage. They're getting older. 13, and Nicholas is almost 12. They're at the stage now where they are starting to understand what's going on about, life in general. They're not quite there yet. I don't think you really understand until you get to be about 30. But I think we've done a good job with them, and I think that they know that school is important. And I'm very proud of Nicholas. He got straight A's in his all his classes this last term. Straight A's, nothing but A's and A pluses. Alex had straight A's, and I think he had two B's and one C, which the C is a class that he was really struggling with. I think it was science. And, he's a little more creative than Nicholas. He does animation, and he does all kinds of stuff like that. He's very good on the computer. The kid's been seen. He's watched me on the computer since he was, a little kid. He's 2 years old. So for the last decade, he's been watching me and sitting on the computer with me and sitting on the computer himself. And now he does animation. He knows more things about computers than I do, which I find, pretty incredible. But, whether he can turn that into something financial, I don't know. But, this is the thing. When you got kids, and, it changes everything, and I never would have thought it, you got kids, okay, fine. But when you have kids, your life has totally changed because you got a lot of other things to think about. It's not like having a dog where if you don't want the dog, you give him away, or if you don't want the dog, you let your mother take care of him or something like that. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So, it's a big thing to think about where they're going to go to school. And I would say if you're going to have kids, either stick them in the best possible school you can here in Thailand, or go back home. Don't live here. There's reasons why people don't always live in certain countries. They don't go out of their own country, and this is one of them. When you have a family, it's not easy. It gets more difficult. At least a young family. So that's something to always keep in mind. I don't know how I would do things differently. I mean, I did what I did when I did it, and I thought it was a good option. Things happened, and, I stayed here for a lot longer. I met my wife, and, we had kids, and, it's just things happen, and life goes in directions sometimes. Sometimes you can predict them, and you can calculate where you want your life to go, and sometimes the timing is a little bit off or whatever. So, you know, when you come over here, it's a lot bigger decision. I guess that's the main thing. If you decide to move here, if once you say, I'm going to live here for a long time, you don't just say, I'm going to live here for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or something like that. I used to have this buddy. Well, I'm still in touch with him, but he used to come here and stay here for like a month every year. And he would say, oh, I live in Thailand part-time. I'd be like, no, you don't. You're a tourist for a month out of every year. I mean, you don't live here a month out of the year. I'm sorry. I don't view it that way. Okay? I live here, and you're a tourist. As much as you want to believe that you live here part-time, you don't. If you want to live here part-time, to me, it's like you're here 3 to 4 months or 6 months every year. Then it's like, yeah, I live there part-time. Okay. He doesn't live here part-time. But once you get to be a full-time resident, an expat, you are truly an expat, you need to predict or calculate, rather. You need to figure out what are your options if things change. And, you know, I would have never thought that when I came here I would stay for longer than the year that I planned on staying. I planned on staying for a year. I was going to get to know myself better. I was going to train in Muay Thai. And I was going to see what happened. And the next thing I knew, I was like, man, I don't want to leave. Now, that might not have been the brightest move, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, at the time, I thought it was an adventure. I thought, I'll never have this opportunity again. And that's another thing. If you get older and you don't really have any cash and you want to come over here, you know, You're in for a hard road ahead, you know. I mean, because it's not easy to make money here. If you have money already and you come over and you're retired or whatever, okay, that's a different story. But you know, there's a lot of things to think about, and I don't think that when people come over here that they think about everything they need to. And I think there's a lot of things that people don't know about or they don't really think they need to consider before they move here. Kids is just one aspect of this. But, you know, I guess that's all I got. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D, La Jerk and Mai.